get it across. Now, in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, somebody turn there for me. We'll kind of start there, and there's some key words I want us to look at that God help us. Everybody get turned there. See what God give us out of His Word. The Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The key words I want us to look at this morning, and just to look at the Scriptures a little bit, is the word us. Us. He come for us. The whole plan from creation, He come for us. That's the gift of Christmas. The greatest gift you could ever have is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so the greatest gift you could ever give is you back towards Him. But the word us, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And God didn't give us second best. He didn't give us third best. He didn't give something spare in His closet. He didn't give us His extra change. He gave us His very, very best that He had. So He gave us the dearest thing to Him. He gave us the very most prized possession of His heart, which was His only Son. That's humbling. And as I read this yesterday and the day before and read it again this morning, I don't know about you, but in my heart there's something about thinking He did that just for me. He had me on His heart. He had you on His heart. And for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, we'll start reading there if you want to turn with me. And this is speaking of Mary. Matthew 1 verse 21. And there's other scriptures, but I just want to focus on these key words here. "And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is," what's it say? "God with" who? "Us." It's for us again. So us is on, we are on God's minds more so than ever. We are, it's us that God had in mind. And it was our condition that, of course, was in, that the whole plan was made out. Now I want to bring these words, that word us just kept jumping out. And to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And then right there again, it says, God with us. He didn't leave us alone. He didn't leave us fending for ourselves. He didn't leave us here wondering about, hopeless, bearing our burdens by ourselves. But He had in mind to be with us. Not just did everything for us. He's going to be with us while we go through it. Anything we go through, He is with us every moment of every second of every day. So, now, if you want to turn with me, you can. I'm going to turn to a few places here and just get into the Scriptures here a little bit. First, we know, of course, He come in this world. He was birthed for us. And, of course, we know He died for us. And in Matthew 5:8 says, but God commendeth His Son toward who? Us. That's what's on my heart this morning. To remind us, to stir our hearts up, prepare for the message of God's Word, to realize how much God intends for us in our lives. That's a humbling thought to think. He commended His love toward us, not just to give us the best that He had, but He gave the most daring thing to Him, and He gave His life for us. So He commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the preacher already said this morning in his prayer to think God come to us. If it wasn't God bringing that light to open up our eyes, let us see our need of a Savior. He come by your way and got your attention to let you see your need of a Savior. That's a wonderful thing to think about. And this time of year, to think, and Satan tries everything in the world to get Rudolph and Frosty the snowman in the center of attention and the sleigh and the reindeers and all these things that pushed forward to take the true meaning of Christ away. And as you see the word Christmas, the very best part of Christmas is what? The first what? First letters, Christ. It's all about Him. And so I think we ought to defend Him as much as the devil advertises everything else. Why not just give the devil a black eye and advertise right back? I mean, we are in a battle. The words on the sign out, the two words in this life that everyone needs to hear is to answer to everyone's problems. What is it? Jesus saves. That's why He come. He come for us, not just us alone, but everyone out them doors in the whole wide world. And that's a humbling thought, that God had it all in plan. And so Christ, God commended His love toward us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, I don't know about you, but you hear of ISIS and all the doom in their hearts, their minds, the way they think. They've been blinded from a child. Christ died for them too. That's a humbling thought too. I know it's getting quiet, but I think we need to be reminded. If it wasn't Christ coming to me and giving me the message, it wasn't for the Spirit of God drawing my wicked heart or revealing religion to you, that religion that can't save you, that it must take the Spirit of God to reveal God's truth and His gift to your heart that you can be saved. They need to be saved. They need to be born again. So I think it's only right that we ought to pray for them. Shouldn't we pray for them? I know it's hard to, but nevertheless, if I'm going to have my heart right with God, shouldn't we pray for them? They need Jesus. Among other things I can think of and that my flesh can think of real quick, but they still need Jesus. They've been lied to. They've been lied to. So Christ commendeth His love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Romans 6:9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over Him. So He's alive for how long? Forevermore. So He was raised for us. Isn't that an awesome thought? He was raised just for us. When the stone was rolled back, He was raised just for Brother Al. No, that's a humbling thought. I think He was raised for us. So Christ died for us. He was raised for us. The gift was given for us, and that He shall be God with us. Everything is for who? Us. Well, don't that compel you at all to want to live for Him? Oh, It does my heart. Who can quote Galatians 2:20 Sunday school? Or who can sing it? Somebody here knows Galatians 2:20. I know. Come on. Spit her out. Yeah. Come on. Who knows it? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. So, He lives in us. So He died for us, He was raised for us, He lives in us. You know, it's a scary thing. Everything I think, He thinks. Even when somebody cuts me off and I'm about ready to reach through a window and grab somebody by the shirt tail and give them the you-know-what for. I'm saying, whoops, how did I just expose the Holy One of God to? I just caused Him to come in a place where He ducks His head and says, what am I doing in here? Is that a place for the Holy One of God to be sealed into the day of redemption that He... When we get to glory, He's going to be glad we get a glorified body. Holy Ghost of God is just going to get pumped static. Just, glory, I'm free. I'm so tired of living in this old sinful flesh, trapped in it. When we get angry, we get upset, or we get jealous, or we get... Yeah, you're thinking now, ain't you? You're on the same page I am. I expose Him to things that He shouldn't be exposed to. God help us. Boy, ain't that sin? So, He lives in us. If I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but Christ liveth in me. So He lives in us. Everywhere I walk, everywhere I talk, every discussion I get in, everything I'm feeling when I'm sad, when I'm sick, when I'm desiring something, or when I'm worrying, or I'm complaining, He's exposed to everything I'm feeling or thinking. So He's in us. He died for us. He was raised for us, and He lives in us. You young people, God help you. And I'm glad I ain't young no more. And this morning, I didn't do much yesterday, but I exposed some really uncontentful thoughts in my heart and mind, wanting to get up and move. Just throw my legs out and put them on the floor and stand up. So I just sing my stand up for Jesus. But thank God He lives in us. Amen. So, He died for us, He was raised for us, and He lives in us. What's another one that He did for us? He redeemed us. Let's look at another scripture. In Galatians 3:13, it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So He redeemed us. Redeemed, pulled out, and made acceptable in the sight of God. When I don't deserve that type of mercy, don't deserve that type of grace, but God extends it out to us. So He died for us. He was raised for us. He lives in us. Now He's redeemed us. Redeemed sounds like something He's pulled you from and for a purpose in mind. What's some purposes God's got in your heart? Anyone this morning? Sunday school. He redeemed you. And what did it say here? Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. So redeeming us from the curse of the law, some people use the grace, think, well, we're under grace. I can do whatever I want. But do you hear it? You hear him say it. Well, God will forgive me if I do this or that. God will forgive. Sure he will. You can do whatever you want. Might make you wish you never did, but because whom God loveth, he correcteth. So now you got the chastening hand of God upon. I just not have God's whooping stick out or his rod and stay away from the rod of God. So if he's redeemed us, he's given us a way, not just to allow us in the holies of holies, but he's redeemed us here on earth to live and walk in what? Newness of life. So he took the old me and made a new me out of me. And the new me is trying to get on the outside and kill and that the old man might die. So him redeeming us is allowing him to live through me and walk. If he lives in me, that means I have access, not just to the holies of holies, but I have access to a holy, living life. Here now. No one's going to be perfect. I mean, just from my thought process, I sin enough to where God's busy, you know, with the blood of Christ. But nevertheless, we can still strive to ask God to help us walk in that newness life. He's redeemed us out, so he's given us power over this. Now we just need to find a way to attain ourselves to learn to walk more in it. So Christ has redeemed us. He lives in us. He was raised for us. He died for us. What's another one here? In Ephesians 2:13, he brings us near to God. But now in Christ Jesus ye were sometimes were off or made nigh by the blood of Christ. And why was we off? Why was we far off? Because of who you are. And I was brought nigh by the blood of Christ. So it's to think he brings us near to God because of his blood. That's when I got up complaining, or you get up and you're fretting about this, fretting up. I'm saying, Lord, forgive me for even thinking these things. Who am I? Is not that you? You have the same problem I got. You got the old flesh that just, it's hard to keep in balance, keep your mind, folks. But to think that he brings us near to God through the blood of Christ. But now in Christ Jesus, we're sometimes we're far off or made nigh by the blood of Christ. So he brings us near to God because of the blood of Christ. So unto us a child is born, unto us a child is given, and all this was given just for us. What's another one real quick? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So he strengthens us. So he gives us strength to go past what we can normally do. Helps you when you're sick to just make an extra mile and step a little bit further than what you can by yourself. So he enables us, he strengthens us. He gives us strength beyond our own capability. So if he's given us strength above our own capability, sometimes I think we fall short of what we allow him, not let him do through us. We make excuses to do wrong.
Well, bless God, if they wouldn't do that, I'd be fine.
Does it sound like us? We blame somebody else for making us mad.
Well, if that person wouldn't drive like an idiot, I'd just be fine. If that teacher wasn't just so
grumbly or just didn't, yeah. If she didn't suck on prunes half the time, she'd be a better teacher, wouldn't she? Right? But when he said, he strengthens us. So we have a strength beyond ourselves to get through things and allow our flesh to rise up and show its ugly, rotten self. We have access to that. A strength beyond ourselves. So he strengthens us. Now the Bible does say, confess your faults one to another, you may be healed. So if he strengthens us, anybody got any confessions they want to make? Boy, it gets quiet now, don't it? He strengthens us. So, what are some things that you really wrestle with? Get your brain thinking. Say, Lord, do I have to give in to those things I shouldn't be thinking? Are them things that I wrestle with that I shouldn't be wrestling or worrying or fretting over? God, ain't you bigger than all this? If he's died for us, if he was raised for us, if he lives in us, if he's redeemed us, and if he strengthens us, and he draws us near to God, he's given us quite a bit to get over, an awful lot. So us is about without excuse. I know we live in the old flesh, but he does. You know, someone said, how does Christ, is it possible for him to live in such a simple, wicked flesh? Because he conquered it. He lived in it, but without sin. So he's made a way to live inside of us, to walk with us, be with us, and strengthen us. To help us overcome ourselves. What's another thing you can look at real quick? So he died for us, he was raised for us, he lives in us, he redeemed us, he brings us, he strengthens us. So he is the object for us. I know you're not like this, but you ever blame your mistakes on somebody? Not because someone made you mad. Well, at least I'm not as bad as they are. You ever done that? Oh, yeah. Heads are nodding now. I'm not as bad as they are. I ain't done that. I might do this, but I ain't never done that. Is them your object of affection? No, they're not be our object of affection. Who is the object of our affection? So, us needs to be focused on Him and not be worrying about others. We need to pray for others, but we shouldn't be worried so much about comparing ourselves with brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so or, well, I'm not bad as that. Look what they're doing. And they hold a position in the church. And look at what they're doing. No, you better look at Christ and look at you. And that's where we need to stay at. That God help us. So in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. That was Paul's most attraction, his very deepest aspirations of his heart was to literally... To live was Christ. To die is gain. So for him to be alive in this life was Christ. And shouldn't that be us? Not just this time of year. The thing is, you're going to be around family, most of you. And you're going to have opportunities you're not going to have no other time of the year. And you have an opportunity to give the greatest message they could ever hear. This could be the best Christmas your family could ever have. This could be the gift of all gifts. You could help someone attain to come to Christ. Wouldn't that be wonderful? The ones you've been praying for, this is their Christmas to turn to Jesus. So be prayed up, be loaded up, be ready, and allow Christ to reign through you. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That means you want it real bad. It's kind of like when you come to a buffet line and you're real, real hungry. You don't even have to be to like something. You could like it because you're hungry. Because you're zealous of eating that food. Well, we could be zealous according to this good works. A peculiar people. Is not that us? If he has redeemed us, he's died for us, he was raised for us, he lives in us. He brings us near, he strengthens us. He's the object for us. Everything we do ought to be for him. He ought to be our strength, brother Augie. He ought to be my object. I said, this is who I'm supposed to be. Christ in me is allowing him to live out of me. To allow him to have his will and way. Despite myself. Despite me, I gotta allow him to have his will and way. That he can, to think, as God knew me before I got saved, I looked at all the things God had to do to frame me up to get me to a place to where I would receive Christ. You was in religion and deep in it and thought you was fine. You was doing everything. Me, I was out in sin and I thought I was going to be fine somehow. But it nevertheless, Christ had to get me in a place where I could hear the gospel. And if Christ lives in me now, he has a means. He's framing somebody up in your life and mine that we could reach for him. He's working on them right now in ways we can't see, but he's working. He's working on their heart and life right now. And this time of year, they're reminded of who the real reason of the season is. They're reminded. It's just like, Lord, help me to say exactly what I need to say. I look at all the things God had to do in my life to get me to that place where I would just, where I heard the gospel message. And I was framed by God set me up so perfectly. I look back at that now. All the things he had to do in my life. Bam, there's a stop sign there. Bam, there's another stop sign there. There was another stop. He was constantly getting my attention, bringing me to where I wasn't looking out here, to where I was finally just looking up. And that's what he did. And then I couldn't understand, how could God love me? How is that? God loves us so much that he gave so much of his life. And God the Father allowing his Son to come here in flesh, that just goes above my thinking. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around that. Because me, myself, one of my youngins, For a lost, dying world, God's love is far above mine. To wrap our minds around that. So, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. To live in us. To walk in us. To strengthen us. Keep us near to God. He's the object for us. He died for us. He was raised for us. He lives in us. He redeems us. Strengthens us. All for us. Now, if it's all for us, is that just it? It's for us to do what? This just offers to take the very dearest gift of God and wrap it in my bosom and say, oh, what a wonderful present. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. No, it's you to open and share and share and share and share and share. You got the greatest gift in the world to give somebody. Tell them about what Jesus did for you. Amen?
Amen.
Died for us. Father, dear God, bless your word. Bless the service to come. Preacher, dear God. May we hear from you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.